Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 84, and it's a Monday, February 26, 2018. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Welcome everyone to Gay Geek Bizarre, where we talk about gay stories, geek news, and bizarre topics. How are you, Ray? What have you been up to?
Oh, I had a software release this weekend, so I've been up to craziness.
Oh, okay. That's why you're so busy on a Monday.
Yep.
So, let's talk about a little bit about the past weekend. Our friends Alan and Darren are in town. Yes, welcome back to Houston, Alan and Darren.
So, well, they were in town. They're gone now.
They're gone now this evening, right? We're recording this on a Monday.
Well, they left yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. So last Friday, we had dinner with Marvin and Jim. Of course, Ray was there. And had some steak. How do you like your steak, Ray?
Medium well.
Medium rare?
No, actually, it's supposed to be... It's medium rare.
Medium rare. I had it medium. I always get it medium anyway. So yeah, Alan and Darren were there. And who else were there besides... there's another one, right? I can't remember.
Matt.
Oh, that's right. Matt was there too. So shout out Matt. He was there too. It was nice to see the guys before they... Did they go shopping?
I don't know. They went and did a bunch of stuff running around when I was at work. So I don't know.
Okay. So actually, Saturday, we went to the short films. Mike and I was in town, and Mark, we watched the short films, documentaries that are nominated for the Oscar Awards. And there was one there about Edith and Eddie. They're two 90-year-old couple. And then, but they were separated because they're too old, but they're in love. You know, how do you do that? If you're married, husband and wife, and one was taken by the guardian or by the children to leave the husband, isn't that horrible?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's how bad your kids are. That's how evil and hateful your kids are.
Yeah. Really sad. And then there were some feel good movies. There's one that is about a woman, a black woman being attacked by a cop. So it's a documentary. She's supposed to be a teacher or something, some kind. And she was attacked by a cop. So just kind of in line with the Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. And then there was one, can't remember all of them, but those are the ones that really stuck to me. And there was one who is an artist who's got some kind of a mental issues, but she was a great artist, so that was okay. Have you been to one of these short films, documentaries? And we did it at the Museum of Fine Arts in Houston.
Yeah, I've been to the different films like that.
Mm-hmm. Just didn't go this time. It was there's how many were we? About eight or nine of us who went. 11 of us. Yeah, it was okay. So Young and Paul were there, so that was cool. Anyway, oh, by the way, something sad. A friend of mine had a stroke. His name is Chris. So, Chris, I hope you get well. You are in my thoughts, and we hope you recover soon. And it's really sad that he's in his 60s, but he looked healthy the last time I saw him. But, Ray, what are we going to do? We're in the age right now where our friends are, you know, getting sick and everything.
Yeah, one of us could drop dead at any minute.
Yep, that's really sad. And then Sunday, you guys went to dim sum while I got rained out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't invited.
Oh, no, that's a lie. You were invited, and you're like, I got softball. I'm like, okay. So.
Yeah, I know. It's just that.
So when you get canceled, you could call and say, hey, what time are you going to dim sum? I can meet you there.
But we ended up, Mike and I just ended up really sleeping late. So what time did you guys go? 11 o'clock for dim sum?
Yeah, we were there by 11.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I got to, well, in the evening, I got to see Mark. It's his birthday today. Today, Monday.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Yes, that's right. So Mark from Houston. Yeah, well, it's a good weekend. It rained all weekend though, so
yeah,
it's really sad. Did you guys go to the rodeo?
No,
but Alan and Darren went.
Alan and all of them did. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because that was fun. I missed that one.
Broke people can't go to the rodeo.
Can I go next week? Is there still a rodeo next week?
Yeah, it's just starting tomorrow.
Oh, it's starting tomorrow. Okay. So we can go this week or this weekend.
Yeah. Garth Brooks is opening it up tomorrow night, and then he closes it at the end of the run in 20 days.
Mm-hmm. Rodeo. Have I been? Ask Patrick if he might want to go to a rodeo. Let's okay. do it. Okay, so let's go to our stories, Ray. Should I take this, or do you want to take this?
I can take this.
Yeah, okay.
All right, our gay this week. This trans wrestler got booed as he won his second Texas State Championship. A trans boy wrestler who was forced to compete as a girl has won his second state championship. Mac Begg, 17, was the center of controversy in last year's state championship. He was taking testosterone and was visibly masculine. But the University Interscholastic League, which regulates high school athletics in Texas, made him compete with the girls because that's the gender from his birth certificate. A parent sued the UIL to make Biggs compete with the boys, but a judge dismissed that suit. The state has also considered legislation that would have banned transgender teens from competing at all. Letting trans teens compete with their gender, which other states and many adult athletic organizations allow, is apparently not an option in Texas. But nothing actually changed. Biggs was back at the state champions this year after finishing the perfect 36.0 season and the 110-pound division. What did change was the parents' reactions. According to the Star-Telegram, a few parents booed him last year, where they were drowned out by the others who cheered. This year, the boos were much louder, according to video footage from WFAA. "You put me in front of anybody and I'll wrestle," Biggs said in response to claims that he's cheating by transitioning and competing against girls. Biggs has insisted for the past 2 years that he'd prefer to compete as a boy. "Each time I read comments, they all say the same thing about steroids," he added, referring to testosterone. Biggs is undergoing hormone replacement therapy under the care of a doctor, which UIL allows. Biggs said that last year he's taking less than the recommended dosage of testosterone in order to stay within the allowed level. "It all comes down to technique and who has the most heart." He says now that he's focused on college, where the NCAA allows transgender wrestlers to compete with their gender. He has also been offered an athletic scholarship out of state. "I want to come out on top, and in my heart, I feel like a champion," he said.
Yeah. It's interesting that we have kids right now, very young, and they're transgender, which is great. But then it's just that the school system is really just fucked up, that they don't allow these kids to compete with the gender that they associate with. And
well, most school systems in Texas are run by the conservative white folks that are right-wing Christians, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I wonder what he does.
And if you don't believe me, look at all the TV ads going on right now for the election coming up in March. It's like, oh my God, are these people really putting this on TV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sad that kids these days just couldn't belong and being booed. Even that the trauma that does to the kid being booed by everybody.
Well, he sounds like a strong kid. I think, he's looking on college and he's like, well, you know what? I made it through this. I'm a winner. I've got a school has offered him an athletic scholarship. So I think he's going to be okay.
Here's my opinion about transgendered people. They are strong people. They can, yeah. I think they're so strong that they can handle all these people booing at them, ridiculing them because, is it expected? Yeah. You could say that it's expected, but hey, they are able. Transgender people are able to withstand that. They can handle criticisms. They can, yeah. So I guess there's a lot of people who are like that. It's just that probably they're afraid. People around them are just afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the geek. Ray, remember our days of banana phones or what do you call this? Those flip phones that like the Matrix. Did you ever buy one of those?
I don't think so.
No? What you immediately had you had a flip phone though.
I had a Razor.
Oh, a Razor. I can't remember how it looked like.
They were super thin and they popped open and they were really cool and stylish looking. And then iPhone come out and ruined it for all of them.
Oh yeah, that's right. So anyway, so this is about Nokia's banana phone from The Matrix is back. So back in 1999, Keanu Reeves was famous for playing Neo in The Matrix and not for looking sad on the bench. Nokia not for looking sad on the bench, because that's how he looks like all the time. Nokia was also the world's leading mobile phone supplier back then, way back then. And it used this popularity to feature its Nokia 8110 banana phone in the Matrix film. At the time, everyone who considered themselves cool wanted a Nokia phone just like Neo's. But most of us had to settle for the Nokia 7110 with its spring-loaded slider. Now, makers of Nokia-branded phones is bringing the Nokia 8110 back to life as a retro classic. Just like the Nokia 3310 that was a surprise hit at a Mobile World Congress last year, the 8110 on the same level of nostalgia. The slightly curved handset was a slider, and that lets you answer and end calls. And the HMD is creating traditional black and banana yellow berry versions. A banana-looking phone. That's kind of weird. So the Nokia 8110 runs on a smart feature OS. So this is a basic feature phone, and you're not going to get access to the Android apps found on the Nokia Android smartphones. However, HMD is creating an app store for the device that will include Facebook, so there's a chance other third parties might create their own apps for this. If they have a browser based inside it, it would be nice.
Yeah, well, this might be just one of those phones for people that don't like technology.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, actually, my mom has a flip phone herself, so that's what she uses. So yeah, it will be available in May for $97. Yeah, I think it's expensive for there are Android phones of almost the same price that can do a whole lot more.
Yeah, but the deal is, can people work on the Android phone? I mean, you still got that generation out there that the phone technology stuff's hard for.
Yeah. So after the Razer phone, you said you had the Razer phone, and then you went to the iPhone. What else did you have?
Before that, I think I had this little Nokia, the regular IKEA phone, Nokia phones they first came out with. Mm-hmm. When you first started texting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So had one of those, and then, which I didn't want, and Patrick got it for me anyhow. And then I moved out here and had it out here and got so used to texting people on it, then I got addicted to texting.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and then the Razer phones came along, and they were a big deal for a year or two.
Oh, yeah.
And then the original iPhones came out.
Yeah, that's right. The iPhone, and then you progressed from iPhone 3, the first generation. You got the first generation, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And then now you have the iPhone 6S. Same as mine now.
I'm still on iPhone 4.
What? No.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So these are nice phones anyway. I like it. They work really well. I used to have a Kyocera, one of those texting phones. Is really thin, really small. I think I found it here. I was cleaning up the upstairs. Well, I was cleaning your room so you could live in it. I found my phones, and then I got a PDA phone. You know, one of those Kyocera flip phones. It's really big.
Yeah.
And then I went. Where did I go afterwards? I think I got a 3G, and then I got a 4. I got a.
Yeah, but Maynard, you pretty much owned every phone that's ever come out.
No, not really. I skipped. I skipped every other year because I didn't get the 4S. I did not get the 5S. I did not get the 6.
No, but pretty much every type of phone that's come out, you've owned at one point. Because you'd get them and play with them and like, oh, okay, that was fun. And then move on to another one.
Where do you get that? I buy every other 2 years.
Your main iPhone, but you get all these others that you play around with.
Oh, well, not really. These are old technologies, too, that I have. They're like 2-year-old, the tablet that I use. I don't have any new I really don't have any new gadgets right now. I don't even have a new phone. In fact, the next phone that I'll buy is probably the iPhone 10. By that time, the iPhone 11 has come out already.
Probably.
Yeah. When are you going to upgrade? You're going to hold on to that until it dies?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for March so I can go get my battery switched out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know what? I still have the iPhone 6S, and it's still working fine. I'm using it right now. Hey, to the audience, to the listener, I'm using an iPhone 6S to contact Ray right now. How do you guys like the sound? We're just using FaceTime audio, so it works well so far. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's our geek. Yeah, we kind of talked about phones. All right, let's go to our bizarre. What's our bizarre, Ray?
Okay, first bizarre. Naked man on an ATV leads police on a wrong-way highway chase in Kansas City. A naked man on a yellow ATV led police on a wild chase through the Northland for more than an hour Sunday afternoon. The chase began at 2:20 p.m. when police investigated a report of suspicious party, a naked male, on an all-terrain vehicle near 8400 North East Sam Ray Road in Kansas City North. The man was suspected of being under the influence of drugs, police said. I don't know why somebody would be riding around naked without that. Mm-hmm. The man eluded officers for a while in a field by Northwest Shoal Creek Parkway in Missouri 152. He eventually found a break in a fence and led police south on Northeast Shoal Creek towards the Kansas City Regional Police Academy. The man then circled back onto the Interstate 435 where he led police south, heading the wrong way on the northbound lanes. The man drove the ATV along the shoulder and in the median at times into oncoming traffic. As Missouri 2010, a man was still in the northbound lanes but circled back heading to the correct direction on the route to westbound Missouri 210. He exited the northeast Bingham Road where he was captured about 3:45 p.m. at the Cerner Corp Riverport campus, formerly of Sam's Town Casino. An ambulance was dispatched to the location. Jesfell of Independence was in a car traveling south on Interstate 435 near Worlds of Fun Amusement Park when he saw a swarm of police coming up behind him, also heading south. Then he saw the rider and the ATV coming up on the other side of the highway median, going south to North Bell Lanes. Some cars really had to swerve out of his way, said Fishnell, who shot video from his phone as the chase went by towards Missouri 210. He shared the video with the Star. The Clay County Sheriff's Office posted a message on Twitter saying the man was in custody. So if you go look on the link on the Gay Geek Bizarre page, you can see the video.
Yeah. Is he cute? Not really. I don't know. Is he your type? I don't know.
Not really.
It's hard to tell.
I wasn't impressed.
Nah, I'm not impressed either.
Yeah, he wasn't cute enough to make me go want to get him, bail him out of jail.
Yeah. So have you ever tried an ATV before?
I'm more of an ATM type user.
No? Really? No, I usually ride these, but just to take a picture. But I never actually had it running around.
You just like putting something big between your legs, Maynard. Come on.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Especially it's dirty and muddy. That's good.
Yeah, a lot of horsepower.
Yeah, that's right.
And all-wheel drive.
So you're saying you never tried any of these?
I've rode on one before, but
yeah,
you know. I live somewhere where I could play with one, it'd be a different story, but I have nowhere to go play with one. So, yeah. Or put it, or store it, or take care of it. So,
mm-hmm. It's pretty high.
Yeah.
I'd like to try. It's not something I would buy, though. ATVs. I don't think I'm going to be interested in that. All right, let's go to the next one. All right, this is about ordering pizza with a new vibrator. Oh, my God. Okay, so a new vibrator can reportedly order pizza for you after you orgasm. I guess it's for women. I don't know if for guys, but for women, I guess they like it.
Well, why don't you get one and try and see if your pizza shows up at your house.
That's right. So an adult entertainment company has come out with a new sex toy that's really saucy. A vibrator that orders pizza after your orgasm. So what does being saucy mean?
Spicy, hot, kind of. Flirtatious.
Oh, okay. Okay, so on Thursday morning, an adult entertainment company, Cam Soda, introduced the Grub, an interactive vibrator that orders food after you're done using it for its original purpose. That's nice. According to a press release, this diddle and dine comes with an internet-connected button on one end that's similar to the button on the Amazon Dash Wand. Okay. Once a person programs their payment, delivery, and order information, the Grub connects to your local pizza place through its application programming interface, or API, which is how two pieces of software communicate with each other. So whenever a person is done pleasuring themselves, they can order a pizza just pushing a button. So it's really a dash, like the Amazon dash. So the vibrator will only be connected to Domino's pizza at first. But Cam Soda Vice President Darren Parker predicts other national chains will jump on his product once they sense the buzz. Domino's Pizza. Domino's may be a little touchy about being connected to a sex toy, a company spokesperson told Huffington Post. The chain knows nothing about the rub grub. Of course they don't. But the device is able to order pizza from the chain because its API is public, Parker explained. The rub grub solves a problem a few realized existed, he added. Who knew this was a problem, Ray, right?
Yeah.
So masturbation, while ultimately enjoyable, can be a strenuous physical activity during which an individual exerts a lot of energy and burns many calories. Inevitably, once someone has climaxed, they feel lethargic and hungry, Parker said in the press release. Now, in order to enjoy your Saturday night, all you need is your rub grub device. Get off and get stuffed, all with a quick click of a button. Pizza Hut tried to do something similar, but less sexual, last year when it created a pair of basketball shoes called the Pie Tops that allow the person to order pizza by pressing a button on the tongue of one shoe. Oh, that's interesting. So the Rub Grub is currently in the final stages of development. Parker expects it will be available for purchase in a few months for $19.95. Ray, you know what this means? You can do something like this with a flogger or a sling or something like that, you know, and
we can. Well, here's how I see this working. I think most people will press the button when they start off, so by the time they get done, the pizza will be on its way.
Yeah, it's practically an Amazon Dash in a dildo. You can practically put that in him, like I said, a flogger after flogging someone, or on a sling.
Well, you think after flogging, you're not into eating. That's a whole different type of deal.
Well, it's different also if you're using a dildo, right?
Yeah. Now, if they'd come up with a bong that has that feature in it, they can make a killing.
Oh my God, that is brilliant! Put a dash, an Amazon Dash, on that bong. Once you're done with the bong, with your pot session, and then you just press a button and you get a pizza.
That's right. Because you can pre-program everything, so by the time you get done with your bowl and you forgot what your credit card number is and all that stuff, you're just mashing a button and you're okay.
Yeah, brilliant. Should make that. We can make it work. All right, I guess that's it. When is the day? 26th? I think we... So we should plan, Ray. We should plan a trip to rodeo, unless you're not interested. You want to go to any rodeo this week or something?
Well, I could probably go. I'll have to go on the weekend.
Yeah, on the weekend, I mean. Could probably do that. I don't mind the concert. I just want to go eat.
Well, most of the tickets to the concerts are sold out, so.
Yeah.
We're just going and walking around the fairgrounds and looking at the cows and the farm boys and all that kind of stuff.
Yep, I'm okay with that too. All right, I guess that's the show, everyone. Special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. That's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you have to email us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327.
Yes, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And we are also on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. And go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye.